I'm joined now by Mark Bauer after the 1-1 draw at Worcester City. Mark, good point on the road, or frustrated that we haven't beaten 10 men tonight?
Yeah, frustrated that we've not won, because we created more than enough chances to win the game without question. You know, in the first half after they scored, we had chance after chance after chance, couldn't take them. And even in the second half, without, you know, they really did sit back then. And on a pitch the way it is, it's going to be difficult to create numerous chances, but we created enough to comfortably win the game. Unfortunately, it just didn't go for us tonight. The keeper's made some good saves at the post, missed from good opportunities. Disappointing not to win. But I suppose if you look back to this time last week after the Park Avenue game, would we have taken 4 points from the two games? Then probably yes, we would. So, you know, lads have given put a big effort in, and you know, I had to keep the back door shut as well, because they were dangerous on the counter attack. Disappointing not to have won, but you know, we'll take the 4 points from the two long trips, and look forward to the next games coming up.
Say it can be harder to play against 10 men, and they certainly got bodies behind the ball and kept good shape.
Yeah, we've shown ourselves, you know, how difficult it can be to play against 10 men, and you can, you know, look dangerous yourself. So I thought we coped with anything that they threw at us really well. You know, they barely had anything in the second half. They just sat back, and you got two options, and you got either try and thread your way through really incisively, or, you know, you just lump that ball in the box, which, you know, was what they wanted with the two big centre-halves that they had. So, you know, we played some decent stuff in and around the box, got ourselves in some good positions at times. You know, it's going to break down with the pitch the way it is. You get your bobbles and misplaced passes, but you could blame the pitch if we didn't create the chances, but we got in enough areas to create chances to win the game. So it's disappointing that we didn't take those, but we'd have taken the 4 points from the two games.
Now, looking ahead, it's a double header against Hyde, and as is always the case, they're a team that just happens to be coming into a bit of form now that we're facing them. What's your thoughts ahead of that?
Yeah, they're unbeaten in the last three games. Went to watch them last night at in the game against Solihull, and they completely dominated the game from start to finish. They'll play the way that they always play. It doesn't matter if they're winning 2-0 or losing 4-0, they'll get the ball out and they'll play from the back. I've seen them a few times this season, and regardless of whether they're winning or losing, they'll play the same way. And every team that I've seen come up against them has had less possession than Hyde have had. Hyde will try and dominate possession, and they'll take chances. And last night they played really, really well. If anyone thinks it's going to be easy going there, you just have to look at the teams that have gone there so far this season and not come away with wins. Barrow have not won there. Fylde didn't win there. Tamworth didn't win there. Charlie didn't win there. Solihull have just been beaten there. They've beaten Ferriby there. So it's certainly not going to be a gimme 3 points. And if any of our players look like they think it is, then they'll be sat with me on Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.